Welcome back to Caliente Tech Talk. I am Service Manager Derek. With me again this week is
Bill.
Chris.
Man, they are so exciting when they just announced their presence.
Our master mechanic, Bill Sin.
No excitement whatsoever. Again, we have a nice new style of shirt worn.
Some of us own different clothes. That's all I'm saying.
So if you like any of these, please visit our dealership at Caliente. And
come look at it.
You know,
a little sports juice.
I feel like I want to go fishing.
You look very blue today.
Hope I'm not bleeding.
Is that burst blue shirt?
It's pretty close.
Looks good.
Racing shirt. Racing department.
Nice.
Yeah, track racing.
Of course, the voice again, shirtless. Can't believe it.
So you lucky you have pants on.
I like to look at you.
Yeah. Work it, voice.
So what's today's topic?
The topic today is tools.
Tools.
I don't have a question for today because we got comments this time. People were, I guess, referring back to previous episodes and just making mentions of things. So I felt I should comment on these or at least bring them up because one of them is pretty impressive. At one point, we were talking lithium batteries. I don't remember when that was. I guess it was a little ways back.
Early.
But someone chimed in and said, a man in my family won a Nobel Prize for working on them.
That's good.
For him. So we have a Nobel Prize related viewer.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And I think they were in a movie with Kevin Bacon. So it all works out. Another person commented, we're still on lithium. A lot of lithium comments. I run a lithium battery, but only because I have a big draw from my amps. I pull over 1,000 amps, but other than big car audio, there is zero advantage over AGM or even lead acid. See, and I'm kind of in that boat as well.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yep.
Other than maybe the longevity of the battery.
Wait.
Wait.
That's the point.
I love it. I mean, it's kind of coming into our topic today, tools.
Yeah.
Having one for diagnostic and stuff. Because it's easier to get in and out.
I do have a lithium for a test battery.
Yeah. And then, of course, we have the smart Alec answer, which is great fire starters. That's just me.
I've not ever seen one explode.
I have not either. No, I've seen the video of the smoking
testing one. Teslas on fire and stuff.
Yeah, the smoking ones where they've had some, but you know, usually that is there was something else going on.
If it happens in the shop, we'll let you know.
Yeah, we might be able to get video. We might make the news if that were to happen. But of all these years, we've not had one go pop.
No.
And I carry them around in my pockets and my phone. All of you have them in your phone,
flashlight
next to your body, and everybody seems to be fine with that. But
some people,
either way. Oh, you don't.
Well, no, I mean, I've seen phones explode. No, I've seen phones explode.
I know your phone's old.
Yeah.
One of the funniest instructions is what to do if when the live wires go up.
Run away. You put them in a box.
Put
them in the box. Remember that when it came out? It was like, well, what you got to do is you get a steel container. And you put it in there and close the door.
And you walk away.
And I was like,
let it melt.
So what you do with that situation is you sweep it under the rug and pretend it didn't happen.
Out of sight and out of mind.
So thank you for your lithium ion comments. Keep them coming, not just on that, but on everything else. We're still loving the feedback we're getting on all these little discussions we have. The guys, they're getting so excited they're changing clothes now. They actually give that much of a crap that they're going to change clothes.
That's how much we care.
Look at all the caring. That is a caring face. So Phil already brought up tonight that we're going to be talking tools. That's a pretty general topic. But we use tools a lot. You guys use them more than I do. I still have all my tools. But
there is a right tool for most jobs.
There is. And the tool quality, very important. Would you not agree?
No, I would agree.
So I think professional grade versus, you know, just every once in a while user,
grade.
You may not need to buy the best of the best for every once in a while usage. But if it is the thing that makes you money,
Spend the money.
I agree.
Yeah. Being a garage mechanic, you know, at my house, I have
Craftsman,
Husky.
Basic sets.
Yeah, Harbor Freight, you know.
That's
I'm not going to spend the money. But
I have Harbor Freight in this toolbox.
Yeah, I have Harbor Freight.
I have Harbor Freight when it's something I'm using to hit.
Like my air saw. Like, I use so rarely that
you throw it away when it doesn't work,
and
get another one.
$15.
I like the Harbor Freight dead blow hammers.
I've had one for 15 years. It's missing an entire one.
Yeah,
mine still works.
Doesn't even, it's not even straight.
The other side still works.
So, yeah, being at home garage, you don't need to buy the Snap-on. You don't need to buy the Matco Mac perform well, any stuff
the,
like
the
that.
Basics, get it
a
done.
Lot of a lot of us, and me personally, I buy those because they come to me.
That's paying for a lot of convenience.
Paying for a lot of convenience.
And well. Somebody has a lot of experience.
I have
with
a
that.
Little bit of experience. I stepped away from motorcycles for a few years and became a Matco guy.
So you know what it's like to walk into the lion's den.
Yes.
And try to sell those tools.
Yes. It's an adventure.
So you've got first-hand experience. Cause my thought was always, you know, the folks that are doing that type of job, selling those tools in today's market, when they walk in, you know you're presenting that really quality tool. And the person you're talking to pulls their phone out and thumbs through Amazon and goes, but I can get one here and it's $10 compared to your $200. What do you say to them?
I didn't say much to them.
Wow.
I said, okay, go ahead. And when you have a problem, when it breaks and explodes in your hand because you're using a 12, you know, using a $2 socket on an impact wrench that has 800 foot-pounds, when it explodes and shreds your face, that's going to be what it is. I was not a super thin. Well, and most tool guys aren't. Like 90% of them were mechanics before they became tool guys.
Yeah. If you've ever had a chromed out crappy socket come loose when you're impacting versus a really good impact socket, you don't want to be anywhere near it when it lets go.
Yeah. And it was fine. I did get in it at a weird time. I survived through the COVID, and then I got out because I got tired of chasing money. Not wanting to pay. And just you made me an offer to come back here, and I couldn't.
Yeah, it was a huge mistake.
I know. What are you gonna do?
Both of us.
Yeah, right. He left for a year and went to work for corporate Harley. But you know, it is what it is. I did not have when they went to I'm gonna buy my stuff at Amazon. Okay. I have guys trying. They buy stuff on eBay.
Mm.
And I want this impact wrench on eBay, and now I need it to be rebuilt under warranty.
Oh.
I need your original receipt, please.
That's probably complicated.
Yes, it did. And so there was a lot of that, and I just got tired of dealing with the I can buy it on Amazon cheaper, I can buy it at Harbor Freight cheaper. But that being said, I still buy from the Matco guy. I still buy from the Snap-on guy and the Mac lady. I do, just because I want a quality tool, and they come to me.
Yeah.
When my things break, I send them a picture of the part number, and they order me a new one.
Yeah.
I'm paying for convenience and quality.
Yeah, and the fit and finish on them is really nice. I love quality wrenches, quality screwdrivers.
There are the teeth. I mean, you go by a Craftsman
42
socket wrench versus 122. I mean, it's a world of difference.
Yeah.
Now, there is a time and place for the cheap tools. Most of that's your garage. But, you know, to each your own, do what you want.
Now, how about specialty tools? How do you feel about that? Because there are a lot of those out there. There's some that are gimmicky. There are some that are tried and true.
If it's, for me, if it's a copy of a Harley tool, I mean, I'll give them a shot. There's a couple companies out there. Jim's makes some good tools. George's Garage makes some good.
I was a fan of that.
I've bought stuff from both of those guys and had really good luck.
Yep.
Phil's about to bring up another guy who basically invents tools.
The guy
worked here.
Ooh, now this is after my tenure, so I'm interested in this.
So he makes 3D printed tools just to make jobs easier. So,
for example,
O-ring, fuel check valve O-rings
installers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, you still got to pick them out, but installing it,
quick
way easier.
You know, fuel pump connectors.
Oh, the little
one you got to pinch your hands in.
He's got a little tool to do that.
Who's this person?
I'm going to butcher his name, and I'm really sorry. Hiro Cotillo Racing on Instagram.
Spell it so people can
find it. HIROKOISO Racing.
Hiro, we found you because of Trent.
Because we did find you because of Trent, because another technician.
One of our technicians that work here recommended, apparently. So.
And yeah, it depends on how long you've been in the industry. Right when you're first getting in, you don't need to buy a whole bunch of specialty tools because usually your dealership.
The shop should have.
If you're using it every day, buy it.
Yeah. We always have the three time rule.
Yeah.
If you're borrowing on the third time, the tech you're borrowing from is probably going to go buy your own. That's an indicator to you. But quality matters. If you want professional output, then have the professional tools. This job is an investment. If it's a career for you, you want to invest in it with the tools to get the job done correctly the first time and not damage anything. That's the other thing that people don't think about with weak and cheap tools is they will damage components. You'll round nuts.
You'll
scratch things.
Scratch
You know, when I first got in the industry, the electric tools still weren't super awesome, so I was still using pneumatic stuff. You'd be really careful with that, with all the settings and regulators and everything else you're doing. When electric started coming along, man, I got heavy
duty
electric,
my
electric
tool.
Fantastic. Keep the batteries charged. They work great. They do what they need to do. Voice, you got anything to throw in on that? Because I know you have what? I think you have. Do you have like a pocket knife? Is that?
Yeah,
21
blades. Yeah, I have blades.
That's about all you
that's
have.
That's about all. I do have a 3D printer.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
he does have a
3D.
Yes, I know. Actually, one of your 3D printed little creations appeared on my motorcycle.
That is so
weird.
Weird?
I went to check.
Where did you find it?
Yesterday, I went to check my air pressure, and I was like,
it's been on there forever.
Where did this come from?
I'm pretty sure it's been on there for about 3 weeks now. It's a mascot.
It's our mascot. It is a Panbro mascot. If you email or comment in and ask really nicely, he might send you a vision of what that is, and then maybe offer it up as a Panbro unit for you. Notice it's a Panbro unit for you.
Yes, Panbro unit for you. Hey, if you comment in or show us that you bought something from Redbubble or something, I'll send you one.
All right. So our Redbubble purchasers, let the voice know. Maybe it'd be awesome if he says a picture of what you got. We'd love to see that. And he will send you the Panbro unit. So, yes.
You can't be easily offended.
No,
and I'm sure if you're watching this, you're
not
very easily offended.
Yeah.
We try to be pretty good here, but
we're PG on
for our Twitch followers.
Yeah. For the mature audience. So, all right. Well, it was a great discussion on tools. I think that people take for granted a lot the quality of the tool they're using. So I'm glad we discussed that. As technicians, we deal with them every day. They deal with them every day. I tell them to deal with them every day. And it's a really important.
Got very soft.
I don't want to get dirty anymore. That's great. So
have the right tool for the job.
On that note, thanks for watching. We will see you next week.